got your manipulations. They cut me down to size. If you could only see the way she loves me, maybe you would understand why I feel this way. You're left out of, and what I'm supposed to do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says.
In the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
True words have never been spoken. And I play that for a special reason, especially this weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial first weekend of summer. And I know there's going to be plenty of barbecues and plenty of drinking. So I just want you all to please be very safe. Not probably safe, definitely safe. And that's coming from someone who knows what he's talking about. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 4:01 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Bald Glitter Biscuit, DJ Pauly B. It's an inside joke.
Huh.
Boom. Anyways, yeah, I'm all over the place today with my music, I think. Yeah, no, I pretty much know. I played Jefferson Starship Miracles, then a little live, Selling the Drama. Of course, the Toadies with Possum Kingdom, a song I love. And then I went into Tonic, If You Could Only See. Yeah, I am quite all over the place today, which who cares, right? I mean, it's raining. It's probably going to rain for the rest of the week. Oh, did I blow that? and it's probably going to rain this weekend one day, but I will give you the best day to have your barbecue this weekend. Anyways, yeah, so getting back, I don't know, I'm just in a weird mood today, just kind of all over the place. I think it's the weather that does it to me. And, you know, I'm really hungry, too. I didn't eat before I came in here today, and I really should have. I don't know, but I am craving everything now, so you can put anything in front of me. I mean, I'm craving, like a bacon-wrapped meatloaf, like topped with grilled eggplant, red roasted peppers, and Swiss cheese. Something like that. You know, something gluten-free, you know what I'm saying? Although, to be quite honest, I didn't even know gluten was locked up. And whoever let them free, good. But I don't even know what gluten is. I got to be quite honest with you while we're at it. I used to really watch what I ate, but not so much anymore. But that's coming along. It's a work in progress, you know, one day at a time. Because I really ate... Yeah, you know, really bad stuff. You know, cheeseburger, omelets, and... Oh, speaking of which, they have the best corned beef omelet with pepper jack cheese. I get it with double pepper jack cheese at the Chuck Wagon Diner. I'm going to tell you. Best omelet I ever had in my life. I'm serious. And make sure you bring a wheelbarrow with you to get out of there. All their portions are very, very... big. So like I say, if you got a big appetite, or if you're just ready to, you know, eat some really good food, head on up to the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. And I'm quite sure they'll be open all weekend, obviously not Monday. Actually, they're not open on any Mondays. So anyways, let's see what we got. Anything, any requests? I don't know. I don't think so. So hey, how about that... what do you call it? That royal wedding? I'm sorry. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And hopefully you're not one of those people that set your alarm for whatever, 5 in the morning and got up to watch it, because, I mean, that's just a little over the top, if you ask me. That's like being gluten-free. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I was reading you can't avoid it either. You just can't avoid it. So, you know, when you went on the TV Saturday, it was just everywhere. I mean, everywhere. You know, I'm sorry. I don't get it. I'm American. I don't get it. I don't get how Americans are so enthralled and interested, like, over the top in these English. Why? Because they have a king and a queen? I don't know. Is that what it is? You need a king and a queen? Hey, you know what? We got away from those people, you know, many years ago. Over 200. Yeah, so that should tell you something right there. Anyways, 4:05 in the afternoon. I'm going to get back to some more music. And it'll be good, I promise. Good rain music. Well, not all rain music, but... a little pick-me-up music, I think, because I think that's called for right now. So, anyways, like I said, text me, message me, hit me up on Facebook if you guys want to hear anything special. Or you can call here, 855-915-9636, or locally, 781-350-3264. Gonna play that number tonight, I think. All right, kids, we'll be right back with more of the big show and your weekend weather. Let's go.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord. I'm with my little girl, looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm, warm ball all day. I got a warm, she won't be true, no, no. I got a warm, stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. I'm in the bars with a metal big guitar. Remember the time.
Yeah. Aaliyah. Good old Donny Iris. One hit wonder. Anyways, that goes out, of course, to Leah Hall. And I haven't played that one in quite a while. Probably almost a couple months. Anyways, before that, of course, was Little Zeppelin, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do? And Rush, one of my favorite bands in the world, besides Zeppelin. Time Stands Still, of course, that is my favorite Rush song. And before that, Little Chicago with Saturday in the Park. And believe me, this Saturday, you will want to be in the park or by the barbecue, because that is my pick of the week. And I'm going to get to the weather right now. By the way, you were listening to the the Bald Glitter Biscuit, DJ Pauly B. And it is 4:23 in the afternoon. It was the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in this rainy Tuesday afternoon in the beautiful Tufts University. And I just don't get it. Yeah. Anyways, coming up, the first, well, the unofficial first weekend of the summer. So let's get to that right now, and then back to some more music to cheer you up. I hate to say it like that, but today it's going to be just like this. It's going to be rainy all day. Yeah, I know. It's going to get worse before it gets better, it seems. Yeah, about 6 to 9, it's going to be pretty more steady than it is right now. And it's going to rain throughout the night. And I don't say between 9 and 12 will be probably the least. So it's 66 degrees right now. And Wednesday, tomorrow, hump day, you're going to, well, you're probably going to wake up to some rain. Not as much, though. Not as much as today. So throughout the day, as I like to say, peekaboo cloud, well, peekaboo sun, but it'll be cloudy. So it's, you know, not going to be too rainy, but Thursday, getting a little bit, but it's going to be highs of 76 actually on Wednesday, so it's going to be humid because of the rain. Thursday looks wonderful, absolutely wonderful, sunny. There's no chance of rain throughout the day. Highs of 64, lows of 60 on Thursday. And Friday, definitely my pick of the week. I didn't say the weekend, I said the week. Highs of 81, lows of 70. So you know it's going to be a scorcher on Friday. Well, scorcher according to us in New England. But, you know, probably regular weather if you live in California. That's just actually probably a chilly day. So Friday is going to be beautiful. If you got anything, if you can get away early, especially for the long weekend, for the Memorial Day weekend, definitely do it on Friday because Friday's going to be beautiful. Leave Thursday night if you can. Take Friday off. Friday's going to be phenomenal day. And, okay, here comes your weekend. Saturday, this is my pick of the weekend because it's going to be highs of 82, believe it or not. It's going to be very humid, but it's going to be sprinkling rain just a little bit here and there. Nothing to keep you away from your barbecue. So it'll be like, you know, kind of drizzling out like it is today. Maybe not even as bad. But Saturday, if you can, you know, because I know a lot of people like to do it on Sunday with the long weekend, Sunday and Monday as well. But Sunday doesn't look too good. It's looking like it's gonna rain, you know, like 40-50% after 1 o'clock. You know, 10 a.m. It's gonna be raining all day, pretty light up until about 1 o'clock, when you want to get your grill going, of course. And it's going to be, kind of rainy throughout the day. Highs of 60. Anyways, and then, Sunday, we got, about almost the same, I hate to tell you. About the same as Saturday. So, I mean, I know you don't like to cook in on. All right, Monday. Yeah, same thing. Highs of 63, but it's going to rain all day. So, you know, I don't know if you have alternate plans for the long weekend. I know everybody loves to barbecue when you get that long weekend, especially that first one coming up. So if you have a choice, I say go with Saturday, and Sunday and Monday maybe plan something indoors or something else to do, you know. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I'm no meteorologist, so I'm just going by what the AccuWeather forecast says. So don't get mad at me, but you can thank me if it's better than it should be. So that's your weather for the week and the weekend. So Friday, remember Friday, it's going to be a great, great, beautiful Thursday and Friday. All right, come in. And anyway, so there's your weather for the week and the weekend. And let's see. Let's get back to some music. And then I'll come back, say my goodbyes, which I don't like to. But I'm still open to some suggestions if you want to hear something. But I'm going to rock it out. I'm going to start slow and then just take it away. thanks, Chris, the funny man. Okay, anyways, all right, boys and girls, we're going to get back to some music, and you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
Of course, this goes out to the lovely Dawn.
Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All that time without a word. Didn't know you think that I'd forget or I'd regret. Special
cry no more.
Yeah, boys and girls, we'll go back to the big show, 4:46 in the afternoon. Would You Let It Ride? One of my favorite groups of all time. Bachman Turner Overdrive, BTO, as you all know and love them, with Let It Ride. And before that, some Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son. Before that, Baby Blue, For My Baby Blue, or Badfinger. And so it's about that time to get out of here. I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. Probably a couple more, have time for a couple more songs. But as I said, enjoy your week. Right now it's down to 63, light rain. So the temp is dropping for now anyways. So remember what I said about the weekend. Thursday and Friday are going to be beautiful. Saturday would be my pick if you're going to barbecue. Sunday and Monday have a good chance of being a washout. And I hate to say it like that, but it does. Anyways, I'm going to say my goodbyes. And then I don't know who's coming in after me, Mr. Shoes or something. But I am DJ Pauly B, wishing you all the very safest and happiest Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget to thank a vet. And remember, any of your family or friends that have passed during, you know, a war or it's just to remember everybody, believe it or not, you know, but especially our vets. I'm going to take a 166-hour break for now because I need it. And and I am going to say always stay Boston strong. As I always do, always be a rock and never roll. And I will see you next Tuesday.
If I ever get out.